February 28th. President had me over early this morning before departure since he didn't sleep much during the night. He said he had gotten up at 5 and gone down and sat in the living room for a couple hours, then gone back to bed at 7, got up at 8, and that's when he had me over, about 8:15, 8:30. He reviewed again the need for following up with the conservatives. He's very concerned because on the flight from Shanghai to Anchorage, we got the newspaper report of the Post's coverage, which was pretty negative and made a big point of the sellout of Taiwan, which had him concerned. As we got later reports and the ones that came in this morning, it became clear that the general press was not playing it that way and that we were really in very good shape. But it was hard to convince him of that at that point, and he was afraid we were dealing with a bad story and would have to move hard and fast on it in order to avoid getting really clobbered. On the plane to Washington, he had Henry up for quite a long time, emphasizing the point that he's got to cover the right wing, that he shouldn't have Seide in the briefing because he's not worth having and is beyond the pale, that we've got to work on the news summary people to make sure they cover positive stuff so that we don't get the staff depressed, and that kind of thing. Later summaries came in, it became more and more clear that we're in very good shape on the news, and now the problem is to convince the president of that so he doesn't overreact to the early negative stuff from the Post. The arrival in Washington was extremely good, and the president did a great job on his arrival remarks, even though there had been quite a hassle getting him done on the plane, and Rose went through a super temper tantrum. We also discovered that Buchanan was very negative on the whole thing. Henry spent some time trying to give him some background so he could swing his position around, but it didn't apparently do any good since Pat stayed negative and Rose joined with him. Then she was furious because Henry was spending so much time with the president and getting in the way of her getting the arrival remarks typed up and all. So that's the end of February 28th and the end of the China trip.